Hi friends, I hope you enjoyed reading and listening to the first part of the short story Eine Amerikanerin in Berlin. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask them in our Telegram chat or in the comments below. In this audio, I will discuss two bits of vocabulary from the first part of the short story. The first one is the verb verlassen. It's an irregular verb. Sie verlässt, sie verließ, sie hat verlassen. Unlike in English, you cannot just say ich verlasse. Verlassen always needs an object. Listen to my example sentences, please. I'll pause after each sentence so that you can repeat it. Olivia verlässt das Airbnb. Mark verließ das Büro und ging nach Hause. Jennifer hat ihren Mann verlassen. So you either leave a place or you leave someone you were in a relationship with. Perhaps you are now wondering how to say I'm leaving. Well, it's easy. You can simply say ich gehe jetzt. Our second word is the preposition am and lang. In the short story you read, Olivia geht am Fluss entlang. Olivia walks along the river. We normally use am entlang when we are walking next to something, but it's not mandatory. You can also say Olivia geht den Fluss entlang. When you're walking along the street, you are in the street and don't use am. Ich gehe die Straße entlang. Please repeat the example sentences after me. Olivia geht am Fluss entlang. Ich gehe die Straße entlang. Er läuft gern am Strand entlang. Auf dem Weg zur Arbeit läuft sie am Park entlang. Remember that gehen and laufen have the same meaning to go here, but laufen can also mean to run. That was today's bonus information. If you want to practice, make your own sentences with verlassen and am entlang and post them. We will end today's lesson with two small tasks. In the short story, we read that Olivia likes Turkish food. Olivia mag türkisches Essen. So my questions are, welches Essen magst du? Was isst du nicht gern? This is a writing task, so please write down your answers and post them in the Telegram chat. We also read in the short story that Olivia's Airbnb is situated near the river Spree. Olivia's Airbnb liegt in der Nähe der Spree. In der Nähe is used with von when it's followed by a city or country name without article and with a genitive case, when it's followed by something with an article. Berlin liegt in der Nähe von Polen. Berlin liegt in der Nähe der polnischen Grenze. If you're not yet familiar with the genitive case, the article for masculine and neuter nouns is des, and the article for feminine nouns and plurals is der. Here are my questions. Wo liegt deine Heimatstadt? Welche Geschäfte gibt es in der Nähe deiner Wohnung? This is a speaking task, so please record your answer and post it in the Telegram chat. That's everything for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow we will continue with the second part of the short story, Eine Amerikanerin in Berlin. Bis morgen!